Welcome back to USA Karate. We're here with part two of our interview with my success sensei, master motivator, Tony Robbins. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
I know from my experience that a lot of our viewers are out there thinking, boy, karate looks neat. You know, I really need to get in shape. I've been thinking about doing karate since I was a kid, but they procrastinate. They put it off. They have certain fears. How would you address that?
I think the best way to deal with procrastination is put it off. That's an easy strategy. No, seriously. I think you got to look at why people procrastinate. What is procrastination? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's when you know you should do something, but you still don't do it.
Yeah.
You just what I call shit all over yourself. Over and over again, you say, I should, but you don't do it. You don't follow through. So what that really comes down to is understanding that what drives all human behavior is the need to avoid pain and or the desire to gain pleasure. I mean, that's what drives everything. I don't care if I walk up to a lady and say, you're wearing makeup today, huh? Mm-hmm. How come? Why'd you put on the makeup? Do you love the process of putting this crap on each day? I doubt it, right? But instead, what you'll say is, well, it makes me feel good. That's right, it gives you pleasure. Why does it make you feel good? Well, I don't know, I feel more attractive, or I feel other people are more attracted to me. Sometimes they say, well, I really didn't want to put it on this morning. You know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and say, how come men don't have to do this? And I say, well, then why don't you do it? And usually it's because they're afraid, well, if they don't put on the makeup, somebody's going to say, what happened to your face? So they're trying to avoid pain, they're trying to get pleasure, and men do the same thing.
Of course.
And so, yeah, the procrastination example might be, you know, here you are knowing you should do something, but your brain is saying, you know what, doing this right now will be more painful than just putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
But there are sometimes where all of a sudden it switches.
Yeah.
Where suddenly somebody says, I got to get a martial arts, or somebody says, I got to do something. Usually around April 14th, your procrastination disappears. Because all of a sudden your brain says, not doing this right now will be much more painful than just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've got to do, though, is learn to do that consciously instead of waiting for the environment to do it. In other words, we've got to learn to link and control what we link pain and pleasure to. See, in a relationship, somebody gets in a relationship, and a lot of times people say, I want to be in a relationship. Then they get in one, they go, I don't want to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. What they wanted was love or intimacy or connection. Yeah. But now what they do is they've had some disappointments, some frustrations. Yeah. I don't care if it's in martial arts and things didn't go as fast as they want, mm-hmm. or in a relationship didn't work out. Then what happens is now the brain starts going, this could be painful.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to be in that experience. And so they take two steps forward and one step back.
Yeah.
Martial arts, there's pain in what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about
it. You've got to come to class.
But one of the challenges is that unless you want to go through the short-term pain, mm-hmm. you never get the big pleasure. And most people in life, and they're trying to avoid short-term pain, do things like smoke or drink mm-hmm. or take on habits that literally create long-term pain or end their destiny mm-hmm. in a shorter period of time. What we're offering people, I think, through martial arts is a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And people are a little concerned about change, like a way of life. What if it changes my life? What will it mean? Will I be doing less and I'll lose my identity? What I think people have to do is be willing to expose themselves initially and get a taste. If they get a taste, the experience that we have, mm-hmm. I think, is so pleasurable as we develop mastery, mm-hmm. the self-esteem, the power, the ability to impact, the respect, the whole way of life of martial arts enhances people if they're willing to do it for enough time to get past that initial stage. I think most people, though, operate out of what I call a dabbler frame. They jump into anything brand new. In the beginning, there's so much to learn, right? I mean, there's so many different things, and it's real exciting because you go from being a total neophyte to, wow, you got all these skills.
Right.
But then there comes a point, as you know,
discipline kicks in,
where mastery mm-hmm. requires discipline and where it doesn't seem like you're growing at the same level. For somebody who's not familiar with martial arts, maybe use a more generic metaphor like tennis.
Yeah.
In the beginning, the first few days, boy, I mean, you didn't even know to hit it. Now you hit it and you keep scoring. Yeah. I mean, this is really cool.
Jimmy Connors.
But after a while, you play twice as hard and you practice like crazy and you don't make the same jump mm-hmm. of progress mm-hmm. visibly. In fact, in order to do well, somebody comes by one day, your coach says, you know what, as good as that feels and as good as you are, to go to the next level, you got to take the racket and you got to turn it just a little bit like this. And you go, what?
Yep.
That feels weird. No. And then if you go try and use what they teach you, you mm-hmm. actually, just like in martial arts, sometimes you drop down your skill a little
graph
bit.
Graph dips.
Exactly. Yeah. And what happens is they go, oh no, I'm not going to do, I'm going to go back the old way, and they never grow.
Comfort zone.
So what I try to do, or they quit.
Yeah.
What I try to do is really encourage mastery. Mastery is somebody who understands that in order to continue to grow, there are going to be times where you have to take a step back to take five steps forward. And that step back, though, is with a coach, mm-hmm. with a sensei, with someone who's been there before you, who can guide you, and you've got to trust that person. If you don't, you should be dealing with them.
Well, that's the beauty of the martial arts. You know, we say as black belts that if we could have a Ghost of Christmas Future and take a brand new student to the future to black belt and the feeling, the personal power it has and how it's enhanced your life, they would never miss a class.
I agree.
There's any way of doing that. And what we're talking about really is communication.
Yes.
Communicating, of course, with your instructor, but mainly communicating with yourself.
I agree.
Touch on that.
Your whole life is controlled by that. I mean, I spent a good deal of my life studying people who I think have become extremely successful in the culture and trying to pull from them core beliefs and strategies. And you know, I often will get people. I have a friend named W. Mitchell who years ago was in a car accident, and actually a motorcycle accident, and three quarters of his body was burned off. And he woke up in searing pain, fearing to even breathe. And everyone around him said, oh, my God, you know, he's going to die. He's not going to have a will to live. Well, he woke up, and he not only lived, but they thought, what's the matter with him? They must be giving him some pretty good drugs. And they couldn't give him drugs. His mom came in and said, you know, I think it's, he just doesn't realize how bad it is. And today, 12, 15 years later, when I asked him, I said, you know, why are you so happy? He said, I guess I still haven't figured out how bad it is.
Amazing.
And he also, though, that's not the end of the story, unfortunately, 10 years later, he went and started a company in Vermont. And it was his way of overcoming his fear, so he developed a wood-burning stove company and became one of the largest employers in the state of Vermont. He became a millionaire. He learned to fly an airplane. His hands were burned all the way off down to the knuckles.
I was going to say, at this point, he's still seriously disfigured.
Oh, for the rest of his life.
Oh, my goodness.
But he learned how to fly with these little special devices on his plane, and he flew for 5 or 6 years. One day he was in Colorado, and he didn't go through his checklist.
Oh.
Kind of like a martial artist who doesn't warm up. Do the things that are necessary, and they think it's not going to cost him. He gets off, there's a little thing on the wing, and sure enough, wham, he goes down and crashes from about 300 feet. Three people walk away, he's not one of them.
Oh.
He's paralyzed from the waist down for life now.
Oh.
So now here he is, paralyzed from the waist down. They cut off his toes and sew them on his hands so he has something to grab with, because he's never going to use his legs again. And everyone around him was like depressed out of their mind. And I said, what pulled you through that? What did you think when you were down there? Because I want to study how he talked, because he's such a happy, successful guy.
Incredible.
And he said, well, he said, there's this really attractive nurse, and I kept asking myself, what would it take to get a date with her? Like, this guy is like burned beyond recognition. How come? How could he think this way? And you know what? 2 years later, he married her.
Oh, my.
I mean, you ask a question, you get an answer. And we've all heard, ask and you shall receive, but we don't realize how true that is of the human brain.
Oh,
but the reason he did it, he has a core belief. That's a belief we all need to offer ourselves. And that is that there is no absolute relationship between any two experiences or events, i.e., being burned beyond recognition is not determined whether or not you can attract the woman of your dreams or man of your dreams. That, i.e., not having your legs does not mean you can't contribute. He ended up running for lieutenant governor of Colorado. He placed third, but he beat out five other people. He was running on real issues. He wore a badge, or his campaign button said, send me to the governor's mansion and it won't just be another pretty face. He's an incredible guy. And now I brought him in to speak to one of my groups about 6 years ago. And as a result, that started a new career. Now he's a public speaker all over the nation. So we need to realize, I mean, the theme of my book is Awaken the Giant Within. We need to realize we've got the power inside to do whatever we want. But what we have to do is make some decisions. We have to decide what we're up for. We have to decide what we're committed to. We have to decide that the past does not equal the future. That just because we've tried all these things in the past that haven't worked doesn't mean this won't. And we have to decide to commit to mastery. That we're not going to dabble. That when we get to that point where, you know, we're working real hard and we don't get the same level of reward, we got to know that we will get the reward if we continue. Every great success in martial arts, in business, in any kind of career, is someone who has gone beyond. When life comes and tests you, puts at the wall and says, who's willing to push through it? And most people hit the wall 2 or 3 times and give up. I hit the wall, I smack it again, I try to climb over it, go under it, and I'll just keep going until I do. And I'm sure you're the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But we need to realize, as simplistic as it sounds, that we know some of these things, but we don't know how to execute them. This book shows you how to execute them, and we need to feed our mind. I mean, most people wouldn't go a few days without feeding their stomach.
Well, the reality is that the story that you share with W. Griffith destroys excuses.
Yeah,
it just destroys your excuses. It eliminates all of them. And we'd like to continue this conversation, part 3 of our interview with Tony Robbins.